Empower your workforce with financial wellness solutions tailored to their needs. Introducing Credkin, a comprehensive platform designed to enhance the financial health of your employees. In today's fast-paced world, providing support for financial well-being is not just a benefit, it's a necessity. With Credkin, your company can make a meaningful investment in the financial futures of your employees. Boost employee productivity and engagement. Financial stress can significantly impact employee productivity and engagement levels. By offering Credkin's financial wellness solution, you demonstrate your commitment to supporting your employees beyond the workplace. Empowered with tools to manage their finances effectively, your workforce can focus more on their work, leading to increased productivity and engagement. Differentiate your company as an employer of choice. In today's competitive job market, attracting and retaining top talent is essential. Stand out from the crowd by offering Credkin as part of your employee benefits package. Potential hires will be drawn to a company that prioritizes their financial well-being, while current employees will feel valued and appreciated, fostering loyalty and long-term commitment.
Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Career Talks podcast. As always, I'm your host, Orlando Haynes, and each and every week I bring you amazing guests with phenomenal information. And today is a special episode. Super excited about today's conversation. You've seen the promo video, and I have actually have the CEO of Credkin joining me today to talk about the organization and the value it brings to the community of workers and employers. So with that, make sure you tune in, lock in, let us know where you're coming in from, as well as subscribing to the podcast, Career Talks Podcast, on Apple, Spotify, and all the podcast platforms. So without further ado, looking forward to diving in deep in this conversation with Mr. Yasir Shirazi. Did I pronounce that?
Shirazi.
I know you told me just a couple of seconds ago. Little tongue twister for me, but how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. Super excited to have the man himself, founder and CEO of Credkin, on the platform with me. So super excited about that. But for the folks that are not familiar with who you are, Yasir, share a little bit about you and the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Yasir Shirazi. I'm the founder and CEO of Credkin. I started this company because many years back when I moved to the U.S., it took me a while to understand credit, how it works, what can go wrong. So over time, I realized that a lot of people face the same problem. So now we built a software which helps people manage their credit more responsibly, helps them improve their credit, and we also help them protect their identity online so that they don't become a victim of identity theft. So the core mission behind starting Credkin was essentially to educate people on credit and how it can improve their lives.
Love it. So and let me ask you a little bit about that, because it's, again, a great organization. We've partnered together, and we can get into that if need be. But what I want to ask, though, is you figured out you needed assistance. You could have gone one of two ways, right? You could have just focused on getting your credit prepared and, you know, living your life for you and your family. But what was the actual spark that said, hey, I need to create this business so I can help the masses? Because that's a different shift in mindset.
Yeah, so I think there are a couple of things. One, I looked up some data in terms of the problem set. And what fascinated me was more than 60% of all credit reports in the U.S. have errors in them. For me, that's a huge number, 60%. Secondly, I started looking around to understand how much people really understand about credit. And I was very surprised that most people know what a credit score is, but no one really knows anything on top of that. And I said to myself, like you mentioned, Orlando, you can go to a specialist who can fix it for you. But I believe that this is one of those topics where you should have DIY skills, because your credit is something that literally determines your lifestyle in the US, what type of home you can buy, what kind of car you can get, what type of personal loan you can get access to. So for me, the trigger points were essentially very data-driven in terms of, okay, 60%, that's a big number. Reports mm-hmm. have stakes. And then in terms of financial literacy, I was surprised how very few people knew about credit and what can be done with it. So my whole thought process was we should move towards empowering people instead of them relying on someone else to do it for them all the time. One, because it's very expensive if you go that path. Secondly, there's very little that you learn about the process in that path. And thirdly, like I said, I'm a big believer in DIY, helping people, educating them, because I think that's where most of the impact is also created in the long term.
And so with a follow-up question to that, because you're making some amazing points there, is you said it earlier, you could have chose to set up more of a credit repair business, right? And just done it that way. But again, you took it a step further, you see, to say, you know what, I'm going to create a platform so I can help employers. Again, that's another shift in the methodology and how you think to say, how can I impact more people at a larger scale or at scale? And then tie this into what the term I learned from you is lifestyle benefit. So talk to us about that thought process, walking that through and how this came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, our North Star is higher than, let's say, a repair business, which has scale limitations, whereas we wanted to build something which can scale beyond, let's say, one city or one state. So from that perspective, we said that we should use software for scalability. That's why we focus so much on DIY, because that's one route to scalability. Secondly, we focus on DIY and software because it gives us an opportunity to introduce more products in the future within the same platform. So if you look at what we do right now, we just don't help people improve their credit. We also help them protect their identity. We help them with budgeting, savings, everything in one place from one software. So I think scale was one thing that we kept in mind when we launched. The second thing you mentioned in terms of employers, lifestyle benefits. So what we saw was that in terms of HR benefits, credit is something so essential, I would say, that if an employer can provide their employees with skills to actually improve their credit, safeguard their credit, that's a life-changing benefit that you can provide to them. We were just talking to an employer yesterday, and when we gave her a demo, we told her what we were doing. And she was like, I love it because I have a logistics business and a lot of my employees can actually benefit from this product. So that's the first thing. The second thing, when we look at lifestyle benefits or credit as something which employers can provide to their employees, it's also in terms of thinking about what are the employees looking at or what is needed at their end. So financial stress in the US is really high right now. There's some good data out there which talks about how financial stress at the workplace leads to financial losses for employers at the end of the day. I'll give you one small example. There's good data out there which talks about how due to financial stress, mental health and physical health issues are going up amongst the workforce. Which means that healthcare costs for employers are going up. On the flip side, it also means that productivity with employees or the workforce is also going down. So we said to ourselves, okay, there are so many different types of HR benefits that can be out there that employers can provide to their employees. But let's think about the basics. Again, credit is literally the foundation or the base line that everything that we do is based on credit. So we said, okay, let's go in, let's present this product to employers because this can really benefit their employees in terms of not just fixing their credit one time, but also educating them in terms of how they can manage their credit, build their lifestyles over time.
I love that. And so one of the things you said that really stuck out is the benefits that employers can offer their employees. Me being in corporate America still, being in corporate America for the past 26 plus years, I've never seen an organization talk about the credit piece. I think that's a massive assumption that everyone is, you know, okay on the credit side because they're working in corporate America. And that seems like it's a hidden type of issue that no one speaks about because it's personal, right? No one wants to say, hey, I fumbled my money and my credit issues and things like that. So for your organization to see that gap in pocket and again, a tremendous value in what you're bringing to the organizations. Talk about the additional data that you talked about when you talk about retention in seeing this or companies that stand out because they have this additional, you know, lifestyle benefit attached to their organization. What are some of the additional upsides?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that I would mention is, as an example, credit card debt in the U.S. is at the highest level ever. I think right now it's close to $1.1 trillion, which means that everything is not well out there. Inflation, it's still not under control. If you look at the most recent Fed statements, they're not reducing interest rates right now because they want inflation to come down a little bit more or stabilize at some point. There are a lot of other data points out there which talk about how credit is essential. I'll start off with what you mentioned. Credit is something which is very personal, definitely. What we're saying is that this is a benefit that employers are providing to their employees that helps employees take control of their financial well-being. Now, credit is still very personal. We don't share any data with any third parties. We don't share data with employers. So let's say if I go to an employer and they sign up and provide this solution to their employees as a benefit, the employees still have 100% privacy. They still have 100% control of their finances. Nothing is shared. So from that perspective, the personal piece is important. But at the same time, we want to break this silo around credit where no one wants to talk about it. I think that's very important because it literally determines your lifestyle. I think the best example that I can give you is someone who signed up with us from Dallas, Texas. And after a couple of months, she reached out to me actually and said that, hey, I just wanted to let you know that earlier, and if you're familiar with Dallas, it's not a very public transportation friendly city. Mm-hmm. She mentioned that it would take her about 80 minutes every day to get to work, another 80 minutes coming back home because she was not eligible. She could not find, she was not eligible for a car loan. Using our product in a couple of months, she was able to improve her credit and she was able to get that car loan that she was looking for and she was able to get a car. And her commute time came down from 80 minutes to 20 minutes. So for us, this is the impact that we're looking to create. And I think a lot of employers also realize this, that while you can provide a benefit to your employees that is really close to their needs, that does not mean that any type of privacy will be impacted. The data is still secure, the employees still have control, but the employers are helping employees in terms of getting access to something that can make a life-changing difference for them.
And you touch on something so crucial. I think you said it earlier too about how the financial piece relates to having, you know, mental health issues and other issues in an individual. And again, with this being so personal, the person may say or think it's something else or targeted saying, hey, it's the stress of the job or what's going on, but it could be the financial issues that they're not bringing forward and thinking the employer can help and they don't have anything, you know, available to them. Talk to me about those conversations with employers and how should you, or do you guide them? Let me ask this. Do you guide them to say, hey, this is the best way to target or market or present it to your, you know, to your employees? And this is the conversation around it, so you get more buy-in from the employees themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've seen is that every organization has their own style of introducing benefits in one form or the other. But one consistent thing that we've seen is that as long as the employers are understanding that the privacy of the topic will be respected and maintained, they're happy to roll it out to their employees. What the way we set it up is that we do onboardings, we do workshops, we do webinars. So if an employer is rolling out this product, we want to make it super easy for the employees to sign up with us. So our approach of providing support in terms of our rollout, I think that is where we've seen the most success, and that's where we've seen that employers are most happy, because we just don't tell them, hey, this is a product and you can roll it out. We actually work with them to make their rollout happen. And I think that's the key benefit that we provide, because we're not just providing a software, we're also providing a service over here, because we understand that this is a unique benefit, which many people did not know about earlier, it could be out there, but when they find out about it, they get excited. But we want to make sure that we help them move forward with it also, not just tell them about it and hope that they will just take care of everything themselves. So we basically become partners for employers, not just a vendor. That's the approach we take over here, and it works pretty well.
And so from in size of companies that you partner with, what does that look like where you see the most benefit and effectiveness in your program?
Yeah, I mean, we at this point, we have partners, prospects, anywhere from a 30 employee company to 10,000 employees. It's pretty broad. But what we've seen is that most industries where we've seen most results are logistics, transportation, retail, warehousing, construction. This is where we've seen most success so far. And I think we can look at the reasons also why, but I think in terms of where we see most interest, most success, these are the industries where we actually see that.
And so in leading into that, which is a great follow-up question that you teed up for me, would be you're seeing more success in the blue collar space versus the white collar space in education and understanding of you know, personal finances.
Yes. So one thing that I would mention is that there's also good data out there about financial literacy. How much people understand financials. And what we've seen is that many of the retail industries, people in those industries, they have never been educated around financial literacy topics. So we see a gap over there. Secondly, when we look at credit card debt also, or any type of debt or late payments data out there, we see that certain type of jobs or people in certain type of jobs, they struggle more with it. And one of the reasons for that is they've never been given access to tools through which they can manage their finances or their credit. So what we want to do is that go in there, empower them with the right tools so that they can make a difference in their lives and in the lives of their families.
And so let's talk from a standpoint of being the actual employee, a little more granular. What should an employee actually expect once they start to activate and utilize the services of CredKin?
Yeah, so that's the best part. Once they are activated, once they're in the system, it's a very easy-to-use system. Our dispute management piece is an AI-based software. So essentially, the software does all the work for the employee. Literally, we will take your credit reports, we will scan them, we will identify all the items in your reports that can possibly be disputed. Our system will prepare your letters. So the employees basically, they don't, we've set up the system in a way that we understand that people don't have a lot of time to spend on these things. But at the same time, we want to make sure that they are involved. So we have an automated software. It does all the work. You literally just have to print out the letters, sign them, and send them out, and then wait for results, which is usually 30 days. So that's one thing. The second thing, the second piece that we have, again, once you're activated in our system, we scan the web. We tell you about anyone who's selling your personal information online. And just with one click of a button, you can actually remove your information from those data broker websites. I can tell you when I started using my own system, as of now, I've removed my personal information from more than 100 data broker sites
Wow.
so far. People who are selling my info, I didn't know about it due to thanks to the crawler that we have that scans the web. We were able to remove my information from all these websites. And a lot of the customers actually, when they see this tool working, they're fascinated by it on how easy it is to do all these things. Then one other very cool feature that we have is you can actually contact your creditors through our product by just sending them a message, and we at the back end using EDI, we help you communicate with them. So the whole hypothesis here, Orlando, was that put together a product or a suite of services that are easy to use so that when an end user is coming in, they don't have to be an expert on any of these topics. They should have a great customer experience. It should be super easy for them to use the product, and at the end of the day, see results also. That's also a big part of what we believe in, that we want you to be involved to the extent that you actually see what's happening, because like I mentioned earlier, credit, financials, it's something that you have to live with forever. It's not something that you would do once a year. So from that perspective, once an end user is activated, super simple process. If anywhere they're stuck, we have a great customer service team who helps out. They're really good at it. So we want to make it super easy, and that's what we do. So an end user, once they're signed up, it's very intuitive. They can go through the process. Anywhere they need help, they contact our customer support line.
And so as an employer, is there any limits to how many times I can use CreditCan? I've say I've been with the company 10 years, and now I see another 5 years with the organization, and I have issues. I use it. It works. Life happens, right? Life happens. You need to use credit cards, whatever you need to do to make it through. And then now I need to go back. Is there any limits for me to go back and use it as many times as possible?
No, there are no limits.
Love it. And so when it comes to making that connection with employers, I'm sure you talk to all different levels, and you mentioned earlier you're talking to, city officials, right? So how do you impact the city itself without sharing details and going into any proprietary information? Talk to us about that conversation, because that's a right, that's a way bigger conversation you're having to say, I'll impact this 10,000 employee organization to it may be this 100,000, person city or whatever, a million, million personnel city. What types of conversations are you having at that level in the questions you may be getting to support, those initiatives?
Yeah, so generally, what we've seen is that in the last year or so, financial well-being has been an important topic across cities. We've seen some cities also launching financial well-being programs. And I think the one thing, the one key thing that we've noticed is that they realize the importance of financial well-being as an HR benefit, as something that they can roll out to their employees. Because at the end of the day, I believe all of them, they do want to help their employees one way or the other. So what we've seen is that there is a growing realization that financial well-being is a critical topic that HR folks have to address and look for benefits that are relevant to the employees around the financial well-being ecosystem and bring them into the organization.
Say if you had a crystal ball, Yasir, and you impacted, right, you're impacting cities as you grow and scale this organization, what would that look like for the economy if there was a certain percentage of folks that were more educated and supported around their financial wellness?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a very small example. If two people go for a personal loan for $20,000 with a payback over 5 years, one with, I would say, very good credit, one with not very good credit, let's say in the around 550, the borrower at 550 will pay back about $33,000. The borrower with very good credit will pay back about $24,000. So just by getting educated and fixing your credit, improving your credit, maintaining it, amongst these two users, one is actually saving almost $11,000 versus the right one who did not move ahead with any improvements. So if I have to look at it, I mean, our ultimate goal is to help create more awareness, put this product, put this understanding in front of people that credit is critical. So from that perspective, I mean, our goal will be to scale up, reach as many people as we can, as many organizations across the U.S. We're not limiting ourselves to Massachusetts or Florida or Texas. We want to scale through every place in the U.S. That's our core market. And as we move forward, we also plan to introduce more products along with within the financial well-being ecosystem. Credit is one piece, budgeting is one piece, but our plan is to add more products to it in the future.
That's great. That's great. You said something earlier about the implementation piece where you have onboarding, the workshops, the webinars. For any employers, decision makers that will listen to this, what's the timeline typically from start to finish? Because I know HR, you know, you talk to the CFOs, they all want to know how long this is going to take to get up and running, get all the bugs worked out. What is the average time expected, depending on company size?
Yeah, I mean, from our perspective, everything is automated. So once everything is in place, 4 weeks to get the product in front of all the employees.
Wow. Are you a part of that initial launch in the beginning, or is it just you're assisting with crafting the messaging? And like you said, each employer rolls it out differently. But are you a part of that initial launch once they're up and running?
Yeah. So we offer an intro workshop to everyone. We offer a support line to everyone. So we're very involved because at the end of the day, we want to make it a success. We just don't want to go in and then not be a part of the system anymore. We want to be in there. We want to be partners, not just vendors. I think that's the most important thing that we do. We act as partners because we want you to succeed.
Love it. So I'm going to shift a little bit and talk about why we're sitting here together, right? Why Credkin and Career Talks are in a partnership. So I'll share my side of the story. Definitely through your VP, Sandra Little, we connected that way. And she shared with me the mission and the opportunity to partner with Credkin. And I just like you said the word perfectly, because of the ecosystem of educating folks in their career and finances, it does go hand in hand into the data points you spoke about earlier in mental healthness, all these things. Like, you can go in and get a great job, great salary, but again, behind the scenes, you're not financially savvy and stress. And having an employer who can afford the opportunity to present you with not only medical, physical, mental, but now financial wellness, I think that touches almost every area, at least on the forefront, to better prepare their employees, equip them, not just personal professional development, but educating them truly that they can take this forward once they've learned and know how to, you know, budget, educate, understand money management, et cetera. I think that's a great, great match. And so I was excited and honored to, you know, to partner with you, Yasir and Sandra on this mission going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sandra did a great job in terms of putting everything together here in terms of the partnership. But generally also, Orlando, like I mentioned, and you just mentioned also, financial stress, financial health. In terms of what you do and what we do, I thought there is a very natural, organic, we complement in terms of the offering we have. At the end of the day, if someone wants to grow in a career, coaching is critical. Taking control of their lifestyle is critical, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's where we come in. So I think from that perspective, we were very excited about it because what we do, both sides, is very complementary.
Love it. So I know you're super busy running and growing Credkin as well and introducing this phenomenal product to the masses. And again, I am a massive supporter for the mission you see here. Anything we haven't touched that you want to share with our listeners?
I think the only thing that I would say is that the good thing that I'm seeing is that there's a growing realization around financial well-being. That is something which was not there in organizations, I would say, 10 years back. So we're going through an evolutionary process, and the more progressive organizations are leading the charge in it. And I think as we move forward, this realization around well-being will continue to grow. So from that perspective, we want to partner up with organizations that value their employees, organizations that want to help their employees manage financial stress, manage their goals and ambitions and their lifestyles. Those are the types of organizations that are a natural fit for us. And those are the organizations that we want to work with in the future. So I think that's the most critical thing from my perspective, the growing realization piece, and then how we actually work with them and create impact. At the end of the day, when we started Credkin, impact was a big piece of the whole story. And I think as the realization goes up, the impact will also go up.
Love it. Where can folks connect with you and learn more about your organization?
LinkedIn, my email, yasir@credkin.com. Kept it very simple. They can reach out to me. We're happy to talk to them, provide them with more information, show them the product, and help them.
Love it. You say I appreciate your time, sir. Appreciate the partnership. I look for this to be impactful, like you said, to help employers, help employees. And again, presenting them with something that is truly, truly life-changing and can and help the organization big time by providing financial wellness on top of everything else. But again, this is a crucial piece that Americans are missing the most, especially as you said, the data shows that employees look to employers for these types of benefits. And I think this is something massively missing in the market. And so congrats to the organization and your mission. And again, honored to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And Orlando, thank you for having me here today. And we will continue to work with you, create more awareness.
Sounds good. So, folks, as you're listening, appreciate your support. Definitely check out Credkin at credkin.com. And Yasir, he said you can connect with him. He is the CEO and founder of Credkin. Feel free to connect with him direct on LinkedIn. And let's make impact in your organizations. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.